Good evening. It's good to be here tonight to see everybody. Hopefully you had a good nap. If you didn't have a good nap, it's not my fault. Amen. This morning, our subject topic was the baptized believer's path. The baptized believer's path. And I'm going to try to fit, well, I'm going to continue this lesson. I don't think I'm going to finish it. This lesson almost assumes that we are committed. If we've been baptized, we knew what we were doing, didn't we? We're baptized into Jesus Christ. We became a member of a local body. This, if you were baptized here, intending to attend here, you became a member of this local body at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. God added you to his church. Acts 2:47, God added us to the church. A name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Revelation 21:27. A name is written in heaven. We are enrolled in heaven. You enrolled here on our ACS system in the computers, although the scanner wasn't working this morning. But we're working on that. Don't give up on us yet. Don't give up on us yet. We're not ready to give it up yet. We still have our white cards. But please scan in, write in, sign in. The elders have the oversight of this flock, and they need a method to be able to keep up with everyone. We are members of the universal church. 1 Corinthians 1:2, 1 Corinthians 4:17. The universal church, not just the Fifth Ward Church of Christ, but the church universal everywhere in the United States, internationally. There are churches of Christ in other countries. As long as we're teaching the sound doctrine, we're teaching what God would have us to teach, and we're preaching the pure gospel, then people are being added by God to this universal church of Christ, the churches of Christ. It's called in the Bible the church of God, the kingdom of his dear son, the church of the firstborn, the church, the house of God, the church of the living God. Is identified in the word of God. And we who are many are one body in Christ. Was God's intention before he created the world? Is God's intention right now? Even right now. Though we are many, we are one body in Christ. Not by ourselves. We are not the church by ourselves. We're the church collectively. And we're members of one body, that's Christ's body, but we're also members one of another. We're connected to Christ, and we are connected to each other as members of the body of Christ. The baptized believer's path, his plight, his journey. Because we're baptized, we're not exempt from trials, tribulations, and suffering. And we talked about that this morning. It's part of our journey. Jesus carried the load of suffering. But if we suffer, let's suffer as a Christian. Let's suffer as a child of God. Let's suffer for doing what's right, even when somebody else is doing what's wrong. Let's give God glory as we go through our suffering, that we might reach others who are going through suffering. May not be suffering, but we might reach others for the cause of Christ. The believer's path. The second service, I actually hit on another part of the believer's path that God expects of us as children of God. Everybody all right tonight? Amen. Amen. God expects the believer to bear fruit. To bear fruit. Brother Barry read in your hearing John chapter 15, verse 1. It says, I am the true vine. There are metaphorically, there are many vines in the world. who require, who ask, who seek, who recruit people to attach to their vines. But Jesus is the true vine. He says, ye are the branches, or we are the branches. The members of the body are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, the Bible says. For without me, you can do nothing. That's so true. We can do something. We can do a little bit on our own, but it don't count to much. As soon as people find out we're a fraud, as soon as people find out we can't deliver even what we promise, we can do nothing. Then listen to John chapter 15 and verse 5. 15:5. I am the vine. Excuse me. Yeah, I just read 15, verse 5, 15, 1 and 2. I'm the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Jesus is serious about this thing. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So those of us that have committed to Christ, if we've been on the vine for a while, and there is no fruit, the scripture says that he will take the branch away. That's what it says. And God is long-suffering. Oh, yes, he is. And we all have to grow. But we all have to have in our mindset that God expects something out of me as I'm attached to the vine of Jesus Christ. Well, but Gary, what do you mean by fruit? I'm glad you asked. Well, you are familiar with the passage in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The Bible spells it out, spells much of it out. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit. And he goes down this list that I could take a day on each one of these fruit to teach a lesson. He starts off with love. And I think he starts off with love because it is, if a Christian, especially a Christian that's been a Christian for a while. And this kind of fruit, this fruit of love, it is, see, it's not metaphorical. It's not something that you have in your mind that you say, well, I have love. No. This is external demonstrated love. You know, in John 13, 35 says, by this all men shall know that you are my disciple. Notice, all men, it's not talking about just folk in the church. Everywhere we go, people will know that we are a disciple, that we are a baptized believer by the love we have one for another. And that kind of love is demonstrated. It is something that we must be doing with our life. Every single, that's what God expects of us. And he said, it's a fruit. And it's something that I want to see in the children of God. Lord, help us, Jesus, to be more loving. Yeah. And I was thinking about that. So you say, well, if Jesus wants me to bear fruit, he wants me to show a whole lot of love. So we know how to love. We act like we don't know how to love. Yeah, we know how to love. Love is active. It's doing. I got a text from the younger glow or the older glow, the younger ones. I got a text today. It was after church. And they sent me a text, and they didn't know I was going to do this, but you know, Bro Gear might do anything. Sometimes, if you tell me, I might tell somebody else. If you send it, I might play it. They sent me a text. Bear with me just a moment. I know how to go to my text. Let's see. I think I do. Okay, I had it. I don't know where it went. It disappeared. Where did my text go? Boy, I tell you the truth. I need one of my grandbabies to come up here. Yeah, that might help. But oh, my goodness. My sister got my text. Oh, God is good. God is good. I got this text, and I got to play it. We have a microphone. Got to play for the Glow Girls went to see Sister Hope's, and they sent it to me. And I smile. That's why I love him, I love him, I really love the Lord. Oh, go on, girls. Is that love? See, love is so powerful. It is so powerful that God asks us as Christians, when we get baptized, I want you to produce this fruit of love. I went to the hospital after the second service today, and I knew I was speaking this tonight. I purposely broke the ice in the elevator today. Got in the elevator in the parking garage, and I was hoping somebody get on this elevator. Because, you know, elevators can be very intimidating. Three people got on the elevator. And I said, I'm going to do something. And in my mind, I actually said this. They went on there, and they got on. Nobody spoke. Nobody smoked. I was sitting back to the back. Everybody got on. I was coming from the fifth floor, going down. And after everybody got on, I said, which floor? I punched their numbers. And then I said, let me break the ice. Good afternoon, everybody. And one man looked at me like. But a lady, she was holding something. And she said, good afternoon. And I said, good. I just decided to speak to everybody. I know sometimes elevators are. She said, you're right. And then it got quiet. And then it was time to get off. Lady got off the elevator. She turned around. She said, that was so nice of you. I said, thank you. I'm going to see somebody that's real sick. She said, thank you for making my day. See, we have the power. Notice, as baptized believers, we have so much power that God wants to use us to spread goodwill, to spread, and this is a fruit that God wants us to shine with. I want to challenge us to. See, I know some of you brothers are forget. We the branches and we got to bear fruit. We got to save souls. It's difficult in our day and age to just strike up a conversation with somebody about the Bible, about the church. And God is giving. He said, "Notice this. He gives us love." He said, "I want you to show. I want to challenge everybody to start thinking." Not just thinking first of ways you can demonstrate love, not for people to brag on us. Demonstrate love to create opportunities that we can make this world better and save people's souls. Oh, so many instances in our own families. Start right in our home. Make our homes a great atmosphere by us being loving. Stop fussing. Stop arguing and show love. Yeah, that's so many ways. You can show love by serving somebody, by cooking for somebody, by picking up for somebody. Just so many ways that we can show love. Can we do that, church? I know we can. I'm working on it. I did that. And you know what? I was nervous when I was on that elevator. I said, should I do this? And I was tired too already. And I said, no, I got it had in my mind, I'm doing it. And I was so pleased with that lady saying what she said to me after I got off that elevator. He says, now love is external. This love is not metaphorical. It's not wishing. It's not just saying, yeah, I'm trying to get that fruit of the Spirit love. It's us doing it. And then he goes on, he says, joy. He says, I want you to have love. And see, joy is more. He's not talking about us walking around smiling and giggling all the time. But it's more of internalness. As a baptized believer, God want us to, listen, God want us to, see, he don't want us to walk around looking like a lemon all the time. We need this one. We need, because life will take the joy out of life. Life, just things happen and you just don't feel like smiling. But joy, it comes from an inner strength. Knowing, that's why I spent some time this morning on, do you not know, first of all, we're baptized. Our name is written in heaven by God. We connected to the power source. He knows us by name. He can handle anything that's going on. So we're connected to the source. We're connected to the vine. So we can, whatever is going on, we can still have some joy. Yes, I mean, you know, I just lost my job last week. That's one job. It may have been a good job, but it's not the only job. You can find another job. and it's a sign of maturity. Listen to what the book of Romans chapter 15 says in verse 13. He says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. See, the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. Notice how this, he says, love, demonstrate love. Joy, that's stuck. See, it's hard to show love if you don't have no joy. And yes, we can harp, Boogie. You oversimplifying that, because life is tough and life is tough. But you go, how are you doing acting like you acting right now? How are you doing moping? How are you doing what? What are you doing? Making yourself feel worse? He says, the God of hope, fill us with joy and peace in believing, in our minds knowing that things are going to get better. Things are going to be, God is going to bless us so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And so God wants us to bear fruit. You know, he wants us to claim love. He wants to be able to see joy in our lives. Every time Jesus looks at us, we are crying. We're so bent over. We can't study. We got turmoil going in our heart all the time. He says peace. He says patience, a long suffering. Ooh, that's a fruit I need. Yeah. He says, yeah, because patience means that you literally are waiting. You're literally waiting. You're waiting on things to get better. You're waiting on a change. If your parents, you're waiting on your children to act right. Whether they are, as they get old, and you're hoping something will change that will help them to act better. You are patient, but you're staying under whatever it is you're going. He says, I don't want you to be impatient with everybody. Some of us have no tolerance for nothing. We come to worship service and all we doing is clock watching. All the time. I wonder how long Brother Gary going to preach. He normally don't preach that long on Sunday nights. I hope he don't preach long tonight. I'm going to be here a while tonight. Oh, thank you, sister. Take your time. Boy, no many people say that no more. But you know what? To be a baptized believer need to learn some patience. Yeah. We sitting in the drive-thru at the food place. See, the baptized believer shouldn't get all worked up. You know, you better leave that horn alone. That horn will get you killed. We on edge. And I know these are things that we have to work on. But this is God's telling us. I want the baptized believer. Everybody else in the grocery store, folks fussing and talking about the cashier and talking about everybody. And you just holler. Yeah, these people, they always. I'm just sick of it. Come on. Don't fit in. No. The baptized believer needs some patience when we're dealing with people. Yeah, you're dealing with people. In the church, do we need patience? Yeah. We need to be patient. Everybody, your favorite song leader don't lead singing every Sunday. Amen. Who leads singing today? We just don't even sing at all. Because your song leader not singing. Yeah. Some people come down and make confessions. And there they go again. Same old people. They just all they doing is prolonging worship service. And I just say, I'm ready to go. It's time to go. Ooh, you sound bad. Yeah. Some of us are too impatient with our children. Especially when you have one that can go. Some of our kids, you got more than one kid, one of them pick up all the numbers, ABCs, and count, and do their math, do their homework. The other kid is, why are you so slow? What you doing? Yeah. Concentrate. I'm not saying don't teach, don't train, but don't. You know. Is God long-suffering to you? Yeah, God is God. Boy, I'm telling you, God, sometimes it makes me back up. Sometimes I have to actually catch my... Notice, the fruit of the Spirit are what God wants us to put in practice. And it's in every element. When we're in church, we go to meetings. We have all these committee meetings. And some of us, as soon as we get in there, see what they... You got everybody on edge because you so... Well, they need to get organized, Brother Gary. We know. Yes, you're right. We need to get better. But you know, one thing about church work, 95 or more percent of the work that's done in church is voluntary. They're not on the payroll. So you can't, what do you mean, Brother Gary? They own their own time. We volunteering. People are doing the best that they can. And we get impatient with everybody. And our attitude, and it just spreads. Talking about the fruit of the Spirit. I know, Brother Gary, you need to get the saving souls. You're right. You're exactly right. And Jesus says this. He says, gentleness. I told you I could cover. He says, and notice all of this. This is bearing fruit. You say, how do you bear fruit? See, some of these areas we ought to be getting better at. Our tone ought to be better. Amen. Gentle. See, there's nothing cute about us brazen and talking loud and being aggressive with people. Nothing cute about that. The baptized believers putting on I told you I had to learn the hard way in my house, like my house with all girls and daughters and ladies in the house and growing up with boys, you know, we just have to talk loud for people to hear you in the house. You at the dinner table and you talking low, and nobody hear you. Now pass me the biscuit. They just keep eating. You want some biscuits? Give me some biscuits. My daddy, when it was time to do something in the house, get up. And I promise you, you got up too. So I used that in my house. Early in my marriage, I used that in my house. I had to change that. So KB used to say, "Baby, why are you talking so loud?" I said, "I ain't talking loud." You heard my story. I'm not going to tell it again, but I've calmed down. I still got a ways to go. I still got a ways to go. But I caught one time, this has been long years ago, I caught myself having a conversation with one of my daughters. And I was talking to them like they were mine. We were having a conversation on the bed. After we had that conversation, I said, "What done happened to me?" Because we were just talking, just like, you know. I asked her at that time. She was getting older, kind of wanting to do some things. I said, "Well, what do you think is a good time for you to be back in the house?" I asked her, "What do you think?" My dad had never asked me that. He just said, "Y'all better, when that clock." And I asked my daughter that. It was transforming. I remember it was transforming. She gave me a time that I was surprised. The time I said, "Okay, we can work with that." I'm going to read the rest of this and I'm going to stop. Goodness, these are fruit. Faith. Meekness, not weakness. Temperance, self-control. Against there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. See, the baptized believer's path, it's a journey. It really is. It's a journey. But we all ought to be trying to grow in the Lord. See, there is so much that we do control, that we have charge over as baptized believers. And for those of us that are totally committed to the cause of Christ, if we're going to grow, we must submit to God's will for our lives. And it is going to help us to bear, notice, the Bible would say that those that don't bear fruit. Now, what's the timetable, Brother Gary? I don't know. That's God. That's the Lord. He's long-suffering. He's not willing to perish. But there seems to be that there's going to come a time that those that don't bear fruit, God's going to get tired of that. And we're going to have to give an account of our actions, our activities, our words to God. Because God comes by and sees that, "Lord, you've been baptized. Loving, joy, peace, patience. Where is it? What's going on?" And I know I'm talking, these are the soldiers. We the soldiers in here on Sunday nights. And I know, but it's a reminder to all of us that what God expects us to be about every single day of our lives. And we can be an army. We can affect so many individuals in the world. We will lead so many more individuals to Christ Jesus. I had a couple of more points, and Lord says same. I'll finish them sometime in the future. One was that when we are baptized believers, our path, we fall under the authority in the church of the elders of the church. We fall under the authority, under the oversight of the elders in the church. You want me to preach 30 minutes on that right quick? No, I ain't think so. But God is good. God is good. If you're here tonight and you're not a child of God, then you need to be. Two beautiful ladies got baptized today. Yes, they committed to being a baptized believer. And maybe that's somebody even tonight. You come by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you are willing to repent of all your sins, if you're willing to confess Christ and be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins, God adds you to this body, and you commit to being a believer, the rest of your life. You get on this journey. And I hope we didn't put a guilt trip on anybody, but also we hope that we all look in the mirror and say, you know what? I need to do something. You hear? You need to come as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace? This are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul? Cleansing blood of the Lamb,
of the Lamb.
All your garments spotless are they white as snow. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do rest each moment in the crucified.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood.